Welcome, and thanks for tuning in. Here in the skilled trades industry, there's an incredible deficit of skilled workers. Of course, for anyone involved in the AEC industries, this is no secret. Overcoming this challenge is going to require concerted efforts from all links of the supply chain. One company dedicated to solving these issues is Stratatech, a provider of facility-based post-secondary education focused on preparing students in the welding and HVAC trades. In this episode of the Percussive Maintenance Podcast, we welcome in Mary Kelly, CEO of Stratatech, to further discuss the company's efforts, what you can do to help, and much more.
Thank you, Herb. That's a great introduction. So my name is Mary Kelly. I'm the CEO of Stratatech Education Group. We are the parent company of Tulsa Welding School and the Refrigeration School, Inc. Both are the largest accredited schools in their particular vertical. So we've been around both schools. Tulsa Welding School has been around since 1946 and the Refrigeration School since 1964. We serve about over 3,000 graduates a year.
As we know, the construction industry is growing exponentially. It's set to increase about 15% this year. Finding bodies to fill those positions is proving quite difficult across all arms of the AEC industry. What are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, thanks. That's a great question. So our employers definitely are feeling that. We have over 4,000 employers that we deal with. They've all complained about the lack of folks coming into the field. We do a very large PR campaign to get people in. We've seen an increase in leads, so which is probably good news for the industry. As people looked at where can they work and be gainfully employed. So I think there's a little bit of a hurt. And you also, we're going to talk, I think, about the females, right? And so that's a huge pull. Diversity is a big issue right now in the skilled trades because it's mostly a white population, right? So if you can increase your diversity, you're going to increase your access to folks.
Right. As you mentioned, we're not just looking for bodies to fill those seats. We want to make sure that we're including diversity, equity, and including all races and shapes and sizes and forms and colors. And everyone needs to be involved here. So can you share a little bit more about Stratatech's efforts to address this concern?
That's a great question. So, you know, we really have made a push to try to focus on more diversity, especially females. You know, when you look at the female population, only 10% of women go into the skilled trades, but yet women are 50% of the workforce, right? So that's a staggering statistic. We have actually put scholarships in place. We have a woman in welding scholarship. We have a woman in the skilled trade scholarships. We partner up with a bunch of community organizations that focus on women. And of course, we also partner up with a lot of communities that deal with a diverse population. So, you know, another statistic, I think there's only 6.2% African-Americans in the skilled trades. Well, you know, in our schools, we run about 25%, a quarter of our population is African-American, and they're going into the skilled trades. So we see ourselves as an engine for that.
You mentioned your scholarships. I know the company offers a scholarship in conjunction with the Architecture, Construction, and Engineering Mentor Program of America, or ACE. Can you tell us a little bit more about that opportunity?
Yeah, so that's a great organization. They've been around for a long time. We partnered up with them. So we have four schools throughout the country, and we are offering a $2,000 scholarship for any student that comes through the ACE mentorship program, which is
fantastic.
Incredible. Yeah.
So we're recording this in late November, right around Thanksgiving. And I know the industry recently celebrated Construction Inclusion Week, which was October 18th to the 22nd. Can you tell me some of the highlights from this year's celebration and your guys' involvement?
Yeah. So look, social media is huge, right? So we blew up social media. As I said, we have a concerted effort to try to bring in students that come from a diverse, you know, that are more diverse. We also try to hire a more diverse population. So I think I'm one of the few places that actually has about 10% of my welding instructors are female. So, so we take videos of our instructors. We take videos of the lab. We were on TikTok, Facebook, putting all of our graduates out there that were, you know, female. That were persons of color and just kind of blowing up social media with that. So,
Mary, we've talked about diversity and inclusion and equality, but we haven't really talked about why it's necessary. Why is it so important in this industry?
Well, if we want to stay in business, I think that's probably the number one reason, right? Just from a business level, you know, if you look at the statistics for the country, right? I mean, we're moving off from being white people being a majority, right? We could spend a lot of time going into that, you know, Latinos, in the K through 12 are actually starting to be the majority. But for me, it's a broader picture. I actually got into this. I'm a teacher that kind of found my way into this industry. And in this country, education, there's a lot of inequality, and education is the only way where if you're born on the wrong side of the tracks, you can get to the other side, right? So, and unfortunately, there's a disparity in our country where the people that are in poverty tend to be a little more diverse. That's the unfortunate part. So from that perspective, it's just the right thing to do. When you talk about let's just talk about a single mom, right? This is why we'd like to get more women. Great, they go to medical school, you know, they can go into a medical assisting, that's a perfect field for them. They'll probably make, you know, $13, $14 an hour. What if that single mom came and she went into a skilled trade program where she's going to make, you know, $20 to $30 an hour plus with overtime? That's a game changer, right? It's about the amount, the return on investment.
Absolutely. And there's no shortage of jobs in the skilled trades for these individuals, right?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I think there's 2.4 million skilled trade openings that will be open, that are being predicted to be unfulfilled by 2028. And that statistic was even before, you know, we put in the new infrastructure bill. So there's lots of opportunity. I like to tell people what I'm most proud of during COVID was horrible for everybody. But the thing that made me really proud, we were able to be open because we were critical infrastructure schools, right? But during that time, during the height, which was March through September of 2020, out of 3,300 students, we placed 1,800 students in jobs where, you know, the return on investment for them was almost two times what they had invested. That's something to be really proud of.
Absolutely. Definitely be proud of that. Mary, the days are long and the years are short. Unbelievable. We were about to turn the calendar to 2022. What are you most looking forward to as we move our way into this next year?
Gosh, well, I'm looking forward to the infrastructure bill. I think that's going to do a lot for everybody. I'm also looking forward to, you know, one of the things that we're focusing on, we are skilled trades, but one of the things we've decided is we also should be, because all education has changed, right? It's become a hybrid. So we've actually, you know, we do have an online portion of it. You can't get a diploma without doing a hard skill part of it, right? But we're actually moving into an ed tech facet. So we're starting to incorporate some virtual reality that we've developed. You'll see us coming out with some really big announcements about some really cool stuff that we're doing, especially in welding, that nobody else is doing. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, fantastic. Mary, we're very proud of the work that you're doing over there in Arizona. We've covered a lot on this interview so far, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, this was a great interview. You know, everyone that's going to be watching this knows what the shortage is out there and has pain points. You know, we do, if you go to stratatech.com, we have a business-to-business development arm. We do put out tons of students, and we have relationships with a lot of employers. So if you're interested, we certainly can help you with that and anything else that you might need. But this was great. It's always good to talk to someone from the great state of Michigan.
Well, thank you so much. Again, we appreciate your time. If those who are tuning in are interested in connecting with you or Stratatech, where should they turn?
Stratatech.com is great, or you can go to one of our schools, Tulsa Welding School, TWS.com, RSI.com. Stratatech's the parent company, so it has links to all of that. And certainly for businesses, that would be the site to go to. So,
well, again, Mary, thank you so much. Keep up the good work, and we hope to catch up again with you soon.
Thanks. It was really nice talking to you.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Mary Kelly. And as she mentioned, if you're interested in connecting with Stratatech, visit stratatech.com. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on Spotify. Show your support of industry journalism by rating and reviewing this podcast. Doing so will help us reach a much broader audience. Also, please subscribe or bookmark us so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a Swift Kick. We'll see you next time.